This is the fourth night you've come home past 10. Are things going well with the teacher then? I observe everything. There's very little that escapes my notice. You should remember that. For example, your cardigan. There is a small trace of white chalk on it, on your right breast. So, he made a grab for you after work while there was still chalk on his hands. And that tells me he's working at St. Barnabas. St. Barnabas is a charter school that's operated by a consortium of parents who thought that they could do a better job than the trained teachers and educators. Well, they're sadly mistaken, and they don't have the funding to equip every classroom with a smart board or whiteboard, so they're still using blackboards and chalk 20 years after the rest of the country moved on. When you came into the room, your lips and cheeks were flushed pink, and your clothes are still slightly ruffled, so I gather things got a little more heated than usual tonight. And yet, your posture's all wrong. You're not smiling properly. And the way you're carrying yourself right now is not the demeanour of a woman who has had intercourse recently. At least, not enjoyable intercourse at any rate. A pity. Was he less than adequate? Tell me you're not seeing a gym teacher. You don't want to tell me. Why on earth is that the case? What do you have to be embarrassed about? Does the thought of you sharing your most intimate moments embarrass you? I mean, it must. You've begun biting your lower lip, and there's a blush creeping up your throat. You should have no problem telling me. I'm simply an intrigued third party. Sexual relationships, though enjoyable for most, hold very little interest for me. However, the physiological and psychological responses to such now, that's another matter entirely. I wonder if you might indulge me for a moment. Don't worry, I won't keep you up long. I'd like to perform an experiment, and I do believe you'll prove a more than capable candidate for such. What's the experiment? Oh, well, look, sit down on the couch across from me and I'll explain. I'm interested in the behaviour of captives and people in captivity to certain types of pressure. Specifically, I want to take note of the sexual responses in women when given certain pressures and stimuli, certain stresses, shall we say. No, not to worry, I won't lay a finger on you tonight, they won't have to. What happens within this room shall be between you and I. I'll record notes for my collection, of course, and doubtless write a monograph on the subject, but it will remain anonymous to protect your privacy. I won't need more than 15 minutes to collect the data I require, and once we're done, I will not ask this of you again. Do you agree? There's no need to be nervous. Take a deep breath. Relax your shoulders. This will be quite enjoyable. Of that, I can assure you. Now, remove your clothes and place them folded on the coffee table. And once you've disrobed, sit back down on the couch. Ah, I see your nipples have become erect. It is quite warm in this room, so I assume the thought of this experiment must excite you to some degree. And I see your face blushing, which leads me to wonder, do you often find yourself fantasizing about me? Well, there's no use in denying what I already know to be true. It's quite all right. In fact, it is preferred in an experiment such as this. Now, have you made yourself comfortable? Are you ready to truly begin? Splendid. I'll be giving you some instructions, and they shouldn't be too terribly difficult to follow. And I'm sure that you'll find them quite enjoyable. So let's start by you spreading your thighs wider for me. I see. Already your sex has become flushed and swollen. Your date must truly have left you wanting. Take the fingers of your left hand and slowly begin trailing the tips of your fingers along your jaw. Slowly work your way down your throat, across your chest, to your left breast, slowly applying pressure. Yes, just like that. Now, gently cup your breast and work your thumb around your nipple as you caress yourself. Your skin response is excellent. You're responding very well to touch. And already experiencing piloerection. That's the correct term for goose flesh. It's an involuntary reflex often produced when in cold temperatures, or in this case, when one is experiencing an elevated state of arousal. That's good. That's what I need to see. Now, gently roll your nipple between your thumb and forefinger. Gently at first, and then slowly and steadily apply pressure. That's enough. There's no need to cause yourself discomfort. I simply wish to take note of just how much pressure you would need to elicit a positive response. That moan you just made, that has told me far more than you could possibly imagine. Allow your right hand to mirror the movements of your left hand. Work slowly at first, and then increase the pressure and frequency of your movement. Good. Your thighs have begun to spread of their own accord, and your face has become flushed. The thought of me watching you excites you, doesn't it? You've hardly looked at me since you began. You're trying so desperately to hide within yourself from the embarrassment, the pressure, the shame. Look into my eyes. I'll need to take note of your pupil activity for the next part. Come on now, be a good girl and follow my instructions. Oh, I heard that. You had a quick intake of breath when I said those words. I take it you enjoy that, Being called a good girl? Okay. You've shown quite the positive response to the smallest of praise. Perhaps this is due to the problems you've had in the past with your father. Interesting. In that case... Yes. You're doing a wonderful job, being such an obedient girl for me. Slowly trail your right hand down your stomach. Slower. There's no need to rush. We've all the time in the world. Spread your thighs wider so that I might be able to take note of your body's responses to your touch. Well, I can see the slickness of your sex from here. Even your natural scent has begun to fill the air. How intriguing. It is an undeniable drive of men to enjoy the scent of a woman. It drives men, fills them with the urge to procreate, I must admit. Even I am a slave to its influence at the present moment. Use two fingers to spread yourself for me. Yes, just like that. I can see how swollen you are. You must be positively aching already. Oh, did I just see you spasm? That indicates that your body is seeking something to wrap around, something to draw deep within, to soothe that gnawing ache. Well, by all means, listen to your body. Slowly slide the tips of your fingers along your sex, drawing the beads of your wetness to your clitoris, and then I want you to move your fingers in slow circles around it without putting direct pressure against it. Do you think you can do that for me? Good girl. Just like that. While your right hand teases around it, I want you to begin bucking your hips forward against your hand. I barely had to give that direction. Your hips have been squirming for quite a while already, urgently seeking out that all-too-pleasurable friction. Now, you can touch your clitoris, working in slow patterns at first, and then alternating in the right amount of pressure and your strokes. Good girl. I need to change my viewpoint. I may need to sit beside you. I'd like to examine you more closely. Let's see. Look at me. Well, your pupils have dilated quite a bit. I'd say around 3 millimeters. You've done quite well in trying to hide your desperation and arousal from me, but you forget. Your body can't lie to me the way your lips do. I can see just how your chest heaves as you slide your fingers against that all-too-needy bit of you. How your thighs slightly tremble as the pleasure increases. And despite your attempts to obfuscate your arousal, it is laid bare for me to see. No, don't hide your face. Look into my eyes as you were before. The human body is incredibly beautiful in such moments. There is no lying, just plain truth for those who know where to look. I can see how your hips grind quicker down against your hand, but the strangled moans you make... The whimpers of frustration cannot come undone this way, can you? You're already so close, but you require just a bit more to finally send you over the edge. Is that right? I thought so. All right. You may now insert a finger. Go slowly. I want to see your body tighten around your finger as it silently begs for more friction. That's it. There, let your head fall back onto the couch. You may look away now, if that would allow you an easier release. The speed of your hips thrusts have increased. I can see the strain of your vastus medialis muscle. How it tightens and loosens in time with your hips movements. Yeah, okay. You may now add another finger. I can hear the pleading in your moans. One digit won't do, will it? Then slide those fingers in and curl them against that all-too-sensitive erogenous zone within yourself. Ah, there it is. Good girl. He knew just where it was. That's good. I can hear the slickness of your fluids dripping down onto the fabric of the couch. Mrs. Hudson will be furious. Your arousal has nearly reached its peak. Your back is arched, your thighs tremble. You're so close to the precipice of pure euphoria. Let yourself feel the pleasure. Don't hold back on my account. Quite the opposite. I need to see your release as it washes over you. Grind your hips down on your fingers while your thumb works in circles against your clitoris. Mm-hmm. Just like that. Now, be a good girl and come undone for me. Yes, this is what I needed to see. Your unbridled passion and arousal, your moans rising in volume and octave as the pleasure washes over you in waves and your vaginal muscles contracting in such a beautiful rhythm. Excellent. You've done well. You may remove your fingers now. Shh. No. There's no need to speak. Allow all those hormones and chemicals to wash over your senses. The emotional centers of your brain have begun to slow down their function. Let that stillness overcome you. There is nothing outside this room at this moment in time. No unsatisfactory sexual partner to please. No arrogant boss to kiss up to. There is only what you feel right now, when there is nothing but the silence inside. You may rest here for as long as you need.